Hi, Suzanne.
Hello, Polly. How are you?
I'm good, but you're right. Oh, sorry, I'm getting feedback. Dave. Feedback,
That's
Dave.
your end, George. Maybe take it out a towel.
Sorry, Suzanne. Hello?
Hello.
Is George still there, Suzanne?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to suss.
You're right, though. It's much better for people like you and I who are very expressive and like to see people and communicate visually as well. It's quite hard. Well, it's not hard, but it would be great if we did have Skype or something, eh? Because we could.
Is that working, Polly, now?
Hello? Hello? Yes, it is.
Perfect. There we are.
Thank you. And take two. No. Suzanne, hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Polly. How are you?
I'm good. It's been ages since I talked to you, but what you told me has stuck with me for a couple of years. And
Oh, that's nice.
you taught me about the power stance, and how to gain confidence by standing with your hands on your hips, your legs spread just before you're about to go out on stage or something. And I always do that because of you.
Oh, that's great to know.
Well, I mean but that's effective teaching, isn't it? I mean, that is
Totally.
effective doing what you do, which is teaching people how to communicate and feel in control of their emotions and all of those things.
Yeah, that's the most important thing at the end of the day. And we're really not taught this at school. We're taught an awful lot about academic things. Early on, people are taught this, but as it gets on further into their education, the focus is on academia and all those types of things. And so the self-management, emotional management, which really we need so much in our world, just really isn't taught very much. So your body
No.
language is a great way to be able to do that really quickly.
You've written this book, Eddie Motion and the Tangible Magic, and it is, I know it's meant for 9 to 13-year-olds, and it's about handling emotion, but I feel like somebody like me, I'm a very emotional person, Suzanne. Would I get something from it?
Well, it's interesting actually. The most feedback I've had has been from adults who absolutely love it, and it's brought out their inner child. You know, it's made them feel sort of more relaxed, getting more connected with nature in the sort of busy world we live in, but also just reminded them to just the simple things of getting back in touch with themselves, to remember how unique they are with their own magic. I mean, I've even had a school principal, and I asked her to read it before I actually published it, just to sort of gauge, how useful it would be, because you write these things hoping it'll help, but you don't really know.
No.
And she wrote me an email saying, "Oh my God, I've learned so much myself,"
Oh,
which
wow.
was lovely. And she's endorsed it, and she said all she wants, she's putting it in her school for all teachers, because it's coming from the child's perspective. It's a magical adventure. Because I didn't want to do a
Perfect.
lecture teaching
No,
book. I wanted
no.
something where you could go off into your own world, use your own imagination, but also have, through the challenges the characters go through, that you can see your own life in it. And
Yeah.
I've just had my first video review with a 10-year-old girl, and it made me cry actually, because
Oh.
she, I don't know her. I heard about that she was having problems with bullying, and I said
Yeah.
to her mother, let her read the book, and if she likes it, I'd love to hear back. So she did a little re video review for me, and this was last Thursday.
Yeah.
And she said she's been suffering with bullying at school. She's very articulate for 10, and she's amazing. And not only has it helped her with bullying, she feels much better in herself. She said, "I was happy child, but now I feel really happy, like I can do anything. And I've even managed to make friends with the bully because I see them quite differently now."
Oh, wow.
I know. And I thought,
That's
wow,
cool. Yeah.
if the book only does that for one child, then I've done my job. That was just such music to my ears. So,
Oh, yeah.
obviously now I want all children to read it, just from that perspective. But I really do think it's sort of like I wanted a combination of something that had the Enid Blyton sort of soft
Yes,
safety
yes,
feel of
yes.
the old days,
Oh, yeah.
plus the Harry Potter, you know, magic and adventure with my own skills from the work that I do with corporates and business people that I could incorporate into this sort of magical adventure. So it's a lot of fun as well. And there's another two I'm, you know, that
are
just sort of downloading with me at the moment.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I want to read the book because I think that's absolutely wonderful, that story you told me about that little girl. Because there, I get a lot of emails from people and a lot of messages from people who are, especially women, who are bullied in the workplace. And I wonder if maybe this book, just by reading it or reading it to their children, might help them as well. Because, you know, bullying doesn't stop often when you're a child. And sometimes bullying starts occurring when you're a grown up in the workplace. You may not have had to face that before. And it's really difficult for some people.
It does. And, you know, I often end up dealing with this with my executive clients, you know, men and women, actually, bullying in the workplace. And it certainly would help. In fact, part of the story, the mother of Eddie is actually bullied by this ogre of a man who ends up turning out to be something different. And he's going on this adventure to try and find the magic back for his mother. So, yeah,
That's cool.
It brings in all age groups, which is quite cool, really.
How do you, Susan, this is a personality question, because I lack the ability to do this. You know, you see people like flight attendants and even people in supermarkets and in service roles who are treated very poorly, like the people are very rude to them, and they handle it with decorum. Now, I am missing the switch that says, don't tell them to go and get stuffed. I'm inappropriate sometimes. Like, I'll send a text out of anger and not be grown up enough not to send it. What can I do about that irregular emotional stuff?
You always ask such beautiful questions. That's perfect. Because this, we all experience this to some degree. Every time we come up against something we don't know, we're frightened about, or something that confronts us, our fight or flight mechanism kicks in. It's actually natural. We're just the same as animals. It's actually being able to interrupt that. So, you know, just putting your hand on your stomach and taking a breath, you're still going to feel the heat of the emotion coming up because you're a passionate person. I'm a bit like that too. That's why I do these trainings, because it's something that I need to learn as well. And it's actually about just taking that breath and coming into your center, like breathing right the way down to your stomach. Feel your feet on the floor. You know, you might feel a bit dizzy because the emotion's going to press, but give yourself some breathing space to just allow your body to settle. And then ask, is this my business or not?
Right.
Because more often than not, their behavior is not actually about you. It's about what's going on for them.
Right. So you really need to pause physically and emotionally, think about what's happened. Does it have anything to do with you? And then react sensibly and accordingly.
Yeah, and that pause may need to be 20 minutes. You know, you may need to go for a walk,
yep.
Whatever it is. If you're, you know, because the thing is that if you've been triggered, you know, it may very well be a trigger because of something that happened in your past far back. You know, somebody else was rude to you, or, you know, it may be a culmination of what's gone on in a day, and it was the last straw. So it may take a little while, it may not be, but the more you practice it, and I say press pause, you know, two or three times in the day, natural stop points, take a breath, and build that muscle so that when you get somebody being rude or behaving badly or any of those things, you've already got that muscle memory in your mind and your emotions and your physical body.
Suzanne, we're so lucky to have you in this country. We're so lucky that we stole you from the UK and that you're teaching children or helping children to learn these skills, and adults, and we are very lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind.
I know, it's so honest. It's very honest. And Eddie Motion and the Tangible Magic, I am going to go and find it. Now,
yeah, you can actually order it from Birkenhead in Auckland, Birkenhead Bookstore. They've agreed to send it to anywhere in New Zealand. You can phone up and order it from them. You can get it from Amazon America. It was a bestseller on Amazon before Christmas, so that's really cool. But it's quite expensive, the postage, whereas if you phone up Birkenhead Paper Plus, they will send it to anywhere in New Zealand for you, and they'll do it over the phone.
Well, I'm going to do that right now. Go away, because I need to go. I need to go and order. You know, seriously, Suzanne, just, you know, you are an amazing woman, and you, you know, helping not only children but adults through some difficult times is a truly noble career, and I think you're awesome. So So I just want you to know that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Ditto.
Thank you, Suzanne. Have a wonderful day and all the best.
You too, Polly.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.